Senator Sang, you are in order for Senate File 418.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Senate File 418 is the animal unit confinement operation. I want to start out with some opening comments. I want to refer to my mother, bless her soul. She used to raise tomato plants, and I was only about 5 years old, and we had the best tomatoes that year, and she put chicken manure on those tomatoes. And from then on, she always was trying to find chicken manure. And I know manure seems like a bad word in Iowa anymore, but it is a fertilizer. It's a type of fertilizer. It has nitrogen in it. There's mainly two types of fertilizer. It would be the manure or liquid, the nitrogen that in our ammonia tanks. I want to refer to my dad now. He raised Angus cattle. We had 160 acres of bluegrass pasture. It was virgin bluegrass pasture. I don't think ever a plow had turned that ground over. When you go out in that pasture, there'd be some big clumps of grass. I think anybody that's farmed has seen these big clumps of grass. The grass would be like 4 inches higher than the rest of the bluegrass pasture. The reason for that is that these cow paddies, that's where the cows would drop their manure. That ground would, the grass would be like 2-3 inches higher than any of the other grass. That manure is very good fertilizer for our land. It's organic nitrogen rather than processed nitrogen. That's all these fertilizer plants that are cropping up all over Iowa. There has not been a fertilizer plant. I guess when they tried to bring this fertilizer plant to Iowa, they wanted to go to Scott County. And the onus was that there are no fertilizer plants. These are where they should be located, right in Iowa. It's a plus for Iowa. I know one blew up now in Texas, I think. So I'm not knocking the fertilizer plants, but we do have a source of fertilizer. I think we're doing a good job of managing this fertilizer. I'm just trying to preface my points here. This bill actually allows a farmer or his partner, his wife, or anything to make a decision whether to idle a hog confinement operation. The reasons for this could be multiple. I've been a veterinarian in large animal for the first 13 years of my practice. I've gone out there when a farmer would receive maybe 100 head of cattle on a possum belly, and 2 days after he bought them, these cattle would get sick. His margin of profit may be 10%, and within, not that I wasn't a good veterinarian, but within sometimes 4 or 5 days, he'd lose 10 cattle right there. And economically, there went his 10% profit. His wife would say, this is the last time we're ever getting in the cattle business, honey. We had $8 corn, and now we're going to have to feed these cattle for the next 9 months, and we'll probably break even. The same applies to the hog business. I remember 4 or 5 years ago, hogs got down to $9 a hundredweight, which on a 200-pound hog, that would be $18. It only lasted for about 3 days. I don't know what the price of corn was, but if we're $8 corn, it would $18 for that pig. It'd only be about 3 bushel, and it takes more than 3 bushel to raise a pig from six months to a year. So you can lose your shirt in the hog business, believe me. And this allows a farmer possibly to get out of the hog business for a specified time, specified by the DNR. He can elect to do this. He may not want to completely get out of the business. I think I've mentioned before in committee that if a farmer would have a stroke, or if he's up to that age where he doesn't want to do so much, he just soon raise crops. And then his son is going to Iowa State, maybe in agriculture, and he's coming out in 2 years. This would allow him the process of electing to cut down. Now, if he cuts down, there's going to be less pigs, there's going to be less manure. I don't see maybe the uprising of opposition against this bill. This farmer will actually be cutting down his operation. There'll be less pigs, there'll be less manure produced, yet for some reasons, the constituent groups that are against this are against cutting down an operation for a time. Those are my opening comments. There is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Amendment 3115, we'll call up Senate Amendment 3115. You are in order.
I want to withdraw this amendment to 418 and ask to substitute House File 552 for Senate File 418.
It'll be House File 512. Senate File 3115 will be withdrawn. We will now go to the companion bill, House File 112. You're in order for opening remarks on House File 512.
512, yeah. I would like to call up the amendment to House File 512, which is 3131.
There is an amendment to the House File 512, which is 3131. You are now in order for the amendment 3131 to House File 512.
Thank you, Mr. President. This amendment is in response to this bill. The first thing that was brought up is if we're going to idle these hog confinement facilities, or at least a major portion of these, and get down to 500 animal units, under 500 animal units, what's going to happen to the pits? Would be assumed when they idle these that they would pump them out and spread the manure. Well, then the question comes up, okay, we have a possible storage facility. Will this farmer possibly want to store manure in these idle facilities? The animals won't be there, but could he use that cement structure as a possible storage unit? And there is area concern on that. You don't necessarily want to be storing a bunch of manure indefinitely. This amendment actually makes the farmer that has idled these operations to apply to the DNR if he wants to use it for that, and they have the discretion of saying yes or no. This could be a win-win situation, and this is what I want to exemplify. This is a good amendment. It is in response to some of these constituent groups that are really concerned about manure, that if the case scenario would come up where there is frozen ground in maybe April or May, the farmer still has hogs, another farmer or something like that still has hogs, the pits are filling up, he has to apply to the DNR to put this manure on frozen ground. This would be in lieu of this, he possibly could pump this manure that's accumulating, put it in an alternative storage facility, and actually wait till the ground thaws out, and then it could be put on. So this could be a win-win situation. I think this is a good amendment. For those who are actually concerned with this bill, I urge you to vote yes on this amendment, because it will provide an alternative to putting this on frozen ground, and the DNR actually has the authority to delegate whether this can happen or not. I'm open for questions on the amendment.
Are there questions on Amendment 3131? The chair recognizes the senator from Jasper, Senator Black.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, this is a common sense amendment. Face it, Iowa is going to raise hogs. There's no question. We lead the nation in pork production. It's going to continue. So the best approach is, rather than take the defecation, the residue from these animals, spread it at a time that conceivably with heavy rains in spring could move it to the creeks, the rivers, the ponds, the lakes, to allow it to be stored. It's just common sense. Support the amendment.
Are there other comments on the amendment 3131? Seeing none, Senator Singh, how do you wish to vote?
If I could give one closing comment on the amendment. I was on city council for 5 years. The new malls that are coming up, they want catch basins for the water runoff. So then in the event of a very heavy rainfall, they catch this water so it doesn't plug up the streets, the runoff. I can make an analogy to this, that with the cities on the runoff of the water to manure. If there's an emergency situation, these units could be used as a possible catch basin for the manure rather than putting it right on the ground if it's frozen or anything like that. So I just asked short form on this amendment.
Senator from Scott moves that Amendment 3131 be placed on House File 512 be adopted. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. We are now back on House File 512. Are there any discussions on House File 512? The chair recognizes the senator from Delaware, Senator Zumba.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Tsang, I'd like to thank you for the work you've done on this bill. You made an excellent description of what this is about. And just one addition I'd like to add to that, Senator, is this is really about helping young small farmers and potentially giving them the opportunity to get back into the business. And you've done very well with this. It's a very good bill, and I urge all our colleagues in the Senate to vote for this.
Seeing no other discussion, the chair goes back to Senator Tsang for closing remarks.
I just ask this bill be read for the third and last time and placed on its passage.